I trust that most of us know that our Old Testament, whatever Bible you pick up, is basically what the Jewish people had for their scriptures. They're the Jewish scriptures of the people of Israel for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. The Jewish scriptures can be kind of broken down into three main categories: the law, the prophets, and the writings. The law, the prophets, and the writings. The law was known as the Torah, also known as the Pentateuch, which means the first five books of the Bible. So the law consisted of Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. That was the Jewish law. The prophets consisted of the prophets: Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, so on and so forth. In the writings were the Psalms, the same Psalms that we hear every single Mass. Those were the Jewish scriptures, law, writings, prophets. What the Pharisees are doing in today's gospel is making sure that this new teacher of Israel knows what the world he's doing, that he knows his stuff. So they ask him, what's the greatest law in all our scriptures? And Jesus gets the answer right. He points them to Deuteronomy 6:4. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That Jesus knew that what laid at the heart of the Jewish faith was love of God, and that we need to love him with everything we have. The same is true for the Christian faith. If you were to ask, Father, what can you reduce Christianity to at its most basic level? It is not be nice. Is that part of it? Yeah. Should we be kind? You bet. But is that all that Christianity is limited to? Niceness and kindness? Not according to our Lord. What Christianity is boiled down to is, do we love God? It's a simple, simple thing, and yet it can be profoundly hard at times, loving God, because we feel like maybe God doesn't care for us, or he's not providing for us, or we've experienced something that makes us question him. And that's where we simply need to get on our knees and beg God, God, help me to love you. Because I know that all the other commandments are based on that, loving God. Let's ask the Lord today for an increase in our love for him.